This is Joanne Mathis, Mathis Media Hub Radio, and today we have Valentina Sarasola's Design Universe, and she's here talking to us about living in the womb of the earth, which is going to be a very interesting topic. So I'm ready to put her on and let's go. Hello, Valentina.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Doing great. Excited about your show today. Seems very interesting.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's a very special topic that I want to bring to the public. And it's about a style of architecture that is found in the south of Italy, in the very, very south, deep south, that is the only type of architecture in the world, the only.
Wow.
And so I want people to know about this because, obviously, I want people to go there and visit it and increase tourism, but also I like for people to be inspired that maybe they can do it somewhere else in the world. Anyway, this is the area that I am talking about is the little town. It's not little, it's a kind of a medium-sized town. It's called Matera, in the area, in the region of Basilicata. Okay, so picture Italy like so many states, like United States, right? You have Florida, you have California, and New Jersey. Italy have many regions, one of which is called Basilicata. And the rest are, you know, Puglia, Tuscany, Lombardy, you know, various region. We call it region, you guys call it state, but it's kind of the same thing. So in this region, there is this medium-sized town called Matera that is, since the 1806, I will tell you a little bit of history, since 1806 has been the capital of this region, Basilicata. The town lies in a small canyon that we call the Gravina, and this canyon has been eroded in the course of the years by a small stream of water that went through the canyon. And so the town of Matera is called also the subterranean city, due to its infamous houses created in the caves inside of the rocks of that canyon. And the homes were intended for very, very poor people, sheep herders, farmers, and people like that. However, a few years ago, Hollywood took a second look to this area, and also the Italian correspondent of Hollywood, we have Cinecittà in Italy, where we produce films. Same thing. They did the same thing. They took a second look of Matera, and they chose it as the set for a few films that they were made there. So in 1964, Italian producer Pierpaolo Pasolini filmed the Gospel According to St. Matthew's film. Then, in 2004, Mel Gibson filmed The Passion of Christ. And presently, right around this time now, in fact, it started last February in 2015, the new remaking of the famous film of 1959, Ben-Hur, is now being produced there, the same film of 1959, just a remake. And the stars are Morgan Freeman and Jack Huston. So it has been put on the map of the world because of these spectacular homes in the caves and the area of all the surrounding areas in the canyon. Now, in 1993, the UNESCO organization declared the city town of Matera a World Heritage Site. So that means that now it's patrimony of the UNESCO and all the wonders of the world. And last year, last year it was nominated as the European Capital of the Culture for 2019. So, due to all these attentions and new interest from the world of this area, many activities and many initiatives, cultural initiatives, have sprung up in the area. And in fact, now every year there will be the World Book Fair dedicated to all the women writers of the world. So anyone in the world, wow, as long as this woman and a writer, can participate to this World Book Fair.
Nice.
So it has been a process, because before, not even Italy would have considered an area like that inside of our own country, you know. But it has been discovered. And so, and we are very, very grateful for that. Even though I'm not from the area, but I do appreciate it, the beauty. It is close to Puglia, to where I am from. So it's about an hour away from my hometown in Puglia, an hour and a half. So it's very close, but nonetheless, I, as everyone there, never paid attention to the caves, because they were all caves. They weren't considered architecture. They wasn't considered anything. They were just caves made by people who could not afford anything, and they lived there in the caves.
Okay.
So what really makes this area this so distinctively interesting is not the formal architecture that we find in Italy, you know, the Baroque and Rococo and neoclassical styles. It's not that. It's exactly those examples of those homes made for poor people, by poor people, inside of the canyons, in the caves, that are called, in Italian, are called Sassi, and that's the way they're known in the world, Sassi of Matera. So these homes are interesting because are examples of a spontaneous architecture created out of necessity, because, as I said, people didn't have a place to go to live, and they lived there.
Right.
So they, not having any place to go, these people excavated the holes inside of the cave, and that's where they lived, in the womb of the earth. So visiting these ancient caves homes, one feels like embraced, it feels enveloped, and it feels very close, a close relationship with the earth and all the interior of the earth. One can feel the energy of the earth. And the original homes are made of a particular local stones. It's called tufa stones. This tufa stones is warm in the winter and cooler in the summer. It's a particular calcareous limestone that is flexible and malleable. I wouldn't say flexible, but it's malleable. You know, it's workable, easy. That gives out a feeling of warmth if it's left exposed and not covered, you know, with wallpaper or paint. If it's exposed, like it is in these caves, it will give this warm feeling. It also gives, obviously, the feeling of authenticity and natural, just like nature intended, because these are calcareous stones produced by nature. And so It's also not very uncommon to find rock fossils of seashells in these tufa stones because water streams went through the canyons and cut right through the stones for years of passages. So it's very common to find seashells or worms in the stones, you know, like earth, whatever earth produced.
Right.
So, as I said, you know, poor people lived there, but during the 60s and 70s, the Italian government offered them a low-income housing arrangement with, you know, the usual running water and electricity. So little by little they considered and they moved away. They vacated the caves for a better and more modern living in the town, which they weren't used at all because they were cave people practically.
Right.
And so the original homes were left on their own for years. They were totally empty, and nobody would ever consider going back there.
Uh-huh.
But, however, you know, now, because Hollywood have discovered it, and because Cinecittà have filmed there, and UNESCO has declared it a world heritage, and so many things are happening in the area,
right.
Local people are now returning to cave living. Because they because they find that living in apartments stacked one on top of each other is not so pretty anymore, and they found that it's just the modernity of the town living, the city living, is not as ecological. It's not so. They don't feel the thread. With the, they don't feel attached to the earth anymore. So they're returning there, and some people are remodeling these caves, and they're making into very fun living. In fact, there are some hotels and restaurants that are now opening their doors. There is one famous hotel there. There is absolutely an upscale hotel that once visitors go into the hotel, they go live in the cave. They sleep in the cave.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they eat in these caves or in the restaurant of the hotel. And it's just so different than any hotel they will ever see. And the private homes are private homes. They do what they want in it, but they are nonetheless, they are now going to live back there, you know.
Right.
So that's why I took people over there in my trip to show them a different way of living and the different types of architecture. That's why in my marketing effort, when I said that you will experience a wheel of emotion, it is very true. What they will see with me will be totally different than what they see with other travel agencies. And that's why I don't claim myself to be a travel agency. I'm a local who wants to take people over there and show the local, the area, just like a local, you know.
Right.
So,
and you put more of a personal touch on it. I mean, you personalize it.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
My trips are never the same every year. Everything is different every year. We find different things to see. And so that's what makes it special. But I just want to interrupt a bit. Are you going to a commercial right now, or can I continue?
You can continue.
Okay. So the thing is, okay, so now I'm saying the hotels and the restaurants are going in there, and it's just so different how the way you are treated in these hotels because you live with candles and you really experience the stones, you go up the steps to go into the bed. You go.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's so different. The windows are inside the thick walls because they are caves. And out of a little window, you see a beautiful, breathtaking panorama. The light that comes in reverberates from the walls that have a warm tone and becomes very yellowish, very amber color. It's just different, so different.
Beautiful.
Living.
So the texture on the walls are cave like.
Yeah.
Are they not?
Yes, absolutely.
The original stone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have holes
Wonderful.
In it. Yeah. Nobody does the painting. They do clean the caves from years of not having been used, but also because the people who were there, they used fire to keep warm, and so the walls were dark and smoky. So yes, they've cleaned the walls, and they do that upkeeping. But they don't put wallpaper over. They don't put paint. They don't do things like that. They want it to leave it as natural as possible, so people can breathe.
Nice.
The warmth of the earth, and that's what you really do. You feel it, you smell it, you live it, and it's so different.
So you have that whole experience of the cave.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in Europe, in the page of Blog Talk Radio, you can only put 5 pictures. If I had a chance of putting more pictures, I would show you what they really look inside. They are just so different.
Do you have that posted on your website? You have that?
No, actually, I don't have it posted on my website, but I will make a blog, and I will put it in my blog. And I will put the pictures in my blog so people can see it. But I have been posting it on social sites many, many times, but...
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can send it to you even personally.
Very nice. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just incredible. So, let's say if I were a designer remaking these cave homes, I've seen what some other people have done, some homeowners have done in these caves. And I don't really much like it because they've gone very, very modern. They've used modern architecture, I mean, modern furniture, modern appliances. Oh, it's just awful, awful. Some of the people have gone so modern. It just doesn't feel the connection there is to me when I see this modern environment in an antique enclosure. I mean, this is just what nature have created. It should stay in that antiquity. It should reflect what the earth intended to do. So without criticizing anybody, but if I said, you know, if I were a designer remaking these cave homes, I would work with a warm palette that agrees with the colors and the warm tones of the tufa stone, first of all. So a warm palette colors. And then I would use a lot of material with oxidized or etched copper and pewter for fixtures, you know. Fixtures for the bathroom, lighting fixtures, fixture for the kitchens, and I would use rough material, like instead of a polished kitchen sink made out of stainless steel, I would use a copper sink, I would use a stone sink, a soapstone, I would use rough materials and rough counters. And I could even go with the modern opaque resins that have oxidized coating, but just to make it look antique and to make it look traditional, type of the oxidized coating that we see in Venetian style you know, it's a lot of that because of the water surrounding, even in Venice, produces that patina of, you know, the green patina that you see on coppers and bronzes. And then for the floor, I would use the typical street pavement. Like there, they're called the chianche. They're large and small sizes. Stones are very sturdy because they're used for street pavement. Or I would use the non-polished and non-waxed terracotta tiles, handmade. And
okay.
That would be so beautiful. You know, the bleached wood material. The bleached wood is just incredible. Even the wood would do so beautiful in, as a flooring in those homes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for the furniture, I would choose a type of a shabby chic style. Even though shabby chic is not much of my liking because when it's too distressed, to me it looks too old, you know, too old and too used and too decrepit. I would use a kind of a shabby chic that is still elegant and sure, some of the distress is necessary in that style, but not too much.
Right.
And basically I would use the warm tones of furnishing, you know, a lot of wood, a lot of colors even in the wood.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I believe it's, you know, appropriate and compatible with the type of environment that one is faced in these caves.
Right.
So you need to go to commercial?
No.
No, okay. All right, so once I took, last year, I took a group of visitors there. There were two people, there were a couple who were, who are artists. They are actors, amateur actors, you know, because they have their own profession. But they suggested that because of the air of the Sassi is very mystical, is not impossible to feel the strong attraction, and it's not impossible to feel bewitched by that land, by the surroundings. They suggested that the government would create theaters in the canyons where people from all over the world, aspiring actors, can go and practice their play, and what a more perfect things to do to practice a theater play, an opera, or a comedy, or whatever, in a natural environment like that, that is so magical, that is so mystical, and as I said, it makes you feel bewitched. Once you're there, you feel the attraction from the land. There is something about the land that makes you really feel the energy that attracts to you.
Wow.
So, aside from the fact that the food is super good, any food there, anywhere, in any hole in the walls, and in any restaurant, in any home, anything, any food there is good because it's natural. People eat directly from the land to their plate, and that's it. There is no process of anything. So the animals eat the natural food they're supposed to eat, and they're not pumped up with chemicals and antibiotics and all that. So all the food is very natural. It's absolutely delightful. People in Matera are just warm, kind people. And so the area is just magical, mystical and magical. And the night, it does snow in the winter because it's high altitude. But at night, it's just, it looks like a picture from another world, really. It's
right.
It's really different. It's
wow.
an antique. It's modern. There doesn't much exist other than
mm-hmm.
what they've done in some homes. But the general feel of the area is antiquity. They live and breathe antiquity. So it's
wow.
just very beautiful.
Amazing, amazing. You know, the,
yes.
I wanted to, the last 5 minutes, because we're down
yes.
to the last 5 minutes, I wanted to talk briefly about, I wanted everyone to know about
yes.
your calendar, because I have this calendar that you sent me in my office, and I actually get up on my desk. Huh?
For 2015.
What? Right, and I actually get up from my desk, walk over to it, and this month you have a picture of orange muffins from
yes.
your book, Sins of
yes.
a Queen. And I'm yes. looking at these orange muffins, and I'm saying, okay, I think there are walnuts in here. And I'm just gaga-ing. Then I get hungry, and you know, and then I go get something to eat. But this is a beautiful, beautiful calendar that Valentina has created. And she has all these wonderful, delectable recipes in it for each month that will you will just go nuts about.
Well,
so
see,
I wanted
the
to...
Thing the thing is, when I wrote the book on colors, I could not
yeah.
refrain from putting a recipe on each color, a recipe of food with that color. I couldn't resist that idea. And so
that's right.
this orange muffin, it's in the orange section of that book, of the book. The book is called Red, A Voyage into Colors, and is
okay.
Available on Amazon. So... when I wrote that book, I said, okay, this is a book on colors, everything about colors. But food have colors
yeah.
because, you
yeah.
know, I don't eat gray food and I don't eat beige food.
right.
So the
right.
energy
exactly.
of food, right, the color of the energy of food will go into your body and bring back that energy of that color into your face, into your skin, into everything. So I wrote a section
wow.
of food, obviously, in the color in the book of colors, and each color has a recipe that is colorful.
nice.
Yeah.
That's really thoughtful, but I just absolutely love it. And my son comes in the room, and I say. I was talking to him the other day, and I said, oh, my God, did you look at it? And he's, oh, you got to make some muffins. I said, there's
yes.
no way I can make those muffins. Are you kidding me? Because they look so scrumptious.
Oh, they
but
are so easy. Do you know what I should do? I should send you some.
Oh,
I
my
send
Lord.
You some. But the thing is, I don't know how long it will take in the mail because I want it to arrive to you fresh. So
right, exactly.
Well, let me think about it. I will ask the post office what I should do to keep them fresh, and
oh my
I will
God.
Send it to you.
Oh, I will pass out. I will sit here and gorge like I know that you sent me some candy from Italy. I forgot the name
yes.
of the candy, but my God, did I have a feast
they were
on
chocolate.
That candy.
They were
chocolate. And,
yeah.
Oh, my Lord, they melt in your mouth.
They
were just delicious.
Baci. Baci means kisses.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baci. Yeah, that's what I said.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. okay. So I said, Valentina, because last month it was the grilled onions with the tomatoes,
yes.
and I was like, oh, my Lord, that looks delicious. And I don't know what's in this bowl of dip. I would assume it's some sort of dip on the side that
it's
you have.
It's the vinaigrette that goes on the salad. On that salad, there was a, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's the vinaigrette that goes on
gotcha.
The salad.
Vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. You do it for me every time.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. So that's going to be, our show is wound down. It's, the show should be over by now. I talk too much.
Okay. All right. So
I wanted to bring that in, yeah.
So can I just say, if people want to take a look at my trips, where they can go?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so they can go to valentinaexpressions.com/trips. And that's where they will find all the information for the trips of this year. We're leaving May 27. So.
Nice. Very
and
nice.
I will take people to Matera to see these cave homes. Absolutely.
Very nice. Dear for a treat. I'm gonna make it one of these years. I'm gonna make it sooner than later.
Good.
Sooner than later, really. Yeah.
Absolutely. You should. You should.
Okay. Well. Okay, Valentina. Thank you so much you've talked about today. All right. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. You take care. Bye,
okay,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Yeah. You too.